Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Lorenzo, L-O-R-E-N-Z-O, Silva, S-I-L-V-A. As you know, I recently evaluated Mr. Silva as described in my report of 1-17-23. Appeared you have now provided me with some additional medical documentation to consider in this case. Period. It shows the petitioner was evaluated by Dr. Riss, R-I-S-S, on 3-5-23. Pretty previously evaluated this patient on 6-3-0-9. Period. New paragraph, as per the 3-25-23 report, Dr. Riss wrote he previously evaluated the petitioner in 6309 and 123110. Pretty referenced a 2015 EMG by Dr. Saxton that was read as negative. Pretty underwent spinal cord stimulator trial in the cervical area on 10-25-17. Period. A permanent stimulator was implanted on 4-26-18. Period. On 9-24-21, EMG showed mild right carpal tunnel syndrome. Paired Mr. Silva was out of work since 2008 and received Social Security disability. Paired after exam, Dr. Riss rendered numerous diagnoses and opined Mr. Silva was disabled. 100% of total disability and was totally disabled. Period. In paragraph, his specific diagnoses were right hand sprain, comma, subtle edema along the palmar aponeurosis and its proximal aspect, comma, 7 millimeter rounded structure seen in the soft tissue, immediately ventral and thenar, to the carpal tunnel and the expected location of the ulnar artery, comma, thrombosed aneurysm of the ulnar artery in the area of concern with a severely attenuated proximal ulnar artery with no flow through the artery approaching the area of concern, comma, status post right hand excision of ulnar artery thrombosis, comma, status post spinal cord stimulator trial cervical with percutaneous insertion of 1/8 lead array, SE7-T1 on 10-25-17, comma, status post, cervical spinal cord stimulator implant with battery on 4-26-18, comma, and right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. After review of the report from Dr. Riss and correlation of it with my prior evaluation, I have arrived at the following professional opinions with a reasonable degree of medical probability. Period. It is my opinion that Mr. Silva continues to have 5% permanent partial disability at the right hand. Period. This was for the residuals of an ulnar artery aneurysm treated surgically with an excellent functional result. Paired, I opined the carpal tunnel syndrome detected on the most recent EMG of 8-14-08 was unrelated to that incident. Paired, this finding was found many years later and subsequent to two prior negative EMGs. Paired, in short, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are unchanged. Period. And